Well, my goodness, my goodness, my goodness, guys. Welcome to episode. I have no idea.
It is June 2nd. You know what?
You are ready.
We're on 151?
Yes,
episode 151 of the Pulse today, guys. And we are celebrating so many different things, guys. Today's episode is going to be packed with miracles. It's going to be packed with testimonies, guys. We are celebrating the biggest week we have ever had. A busting traffickers and rescuing kids. And guys, we got so many cool things to tell you about. Isaiah 61 verse 1 says, "He has sent me to proclaim freedom to the captives." That's our mission. That's our mandate. And that's today's story. And friends, I'm sticking to it. And guys, to help me tell these stories and to help me explain a whole bunch of things, Lucy is Pastor Swanami Calera is with us here today. Hello, Pastor Swanami.
Hello, everyone.
Oh my gosh.
We're
so excited. On Sunday, he went totally crazy with all my gang.
Dude, I don't remember that. That's not
today
true.
We all are just going to talk like Pastor Swanami.
Okay, so
I'm happy that I'm back.
Okay, well, listen, we're very, very, very happy to have you back. Everybody say, "Hey, Pastor Swanami," and I want to see how you try and spell her train wreck of a name.
Yeah,
okay?
Let's see who can put it in the comments spelled the right way.
Is it Swanami? Is it Swami? Is it
Tsunami?
Come on, guys. You guys make a stab at how to spell her name.
I didn't eye close.
Yeah, right on.
Okay.
Oh.
No, it's Robin, you have it wrong.
No. Pastor Tsunami. The spiritual tsunami.
Yeah, she's okay,
the spiritual tsunami. There you go. It's perfect.
Well, we're so happy to have you. And we're going to be having a big talk about a recent rescues, and we got a lot of things to talk about, don't we?
A lot.
Okay, guys, you're going to love every minute of this broadcast today, including the part that has Shay Wilbur in it. Hello, Shay. How are you?
I'm good. Man, just trying to keep up with this week.
Yeah.
It's so crazy.
It's nice, man.
It's really, really exciting. It's an exciting time to be plugged into this ministry and to be honestly trying to keep up with you. So
yep, it's a
that's
lot.
Our job, basically.
It's a lot, man.
It is.
Well, we have over 100 rescues out of sexual trafficking last week.
Wow. So
over
crazy.
100, wow. Over 100 rescues. And, you know, for a ministry that rescues about 1,000 kids a year, we rescued 908 kids last year. We've rescued over 12,000 kids. We're going to hit 13,000 kids this year.
You see.
Yeah. And I feel like we just hit 12.
I just think that it's a plan of, I mean, it just seems like the plan of the Lord to go in an acceleration time of it.
It is,
I think it's different.
It is.
It's different what we have been seeing.
It absolutely is. It's good to see Jane Bryan. It's over in sunny Florida, and I call you blessed. And all my friends, be sure and let me know where it is that you guys are watching from. In fact, I'm not even the guy that's supposed to tell you that. Some say tomato. I say tamayo. Rebecca tamayo.
Yeah, Pastor. So we have Africa in the house. We have Teresa Smith in the house. We have Monica Bradley from Arizona.
Come on.
We have Alaska Rosie from Alaska.
Wow.
We have Erica Miller from Indiana. We have Mickey Griffin from here, Burleson, Texas. We have Tracy Wheeler from Crowley, Texas. We have David and Tori Blakey from Tennessee. I love Tennessee. And then we have Tracy Dayton from Michigan. So thank you so much for tuning in. We love to say here in-house, when you tune in, when you comment, that is how you are able to be a media missionary. Maybe you're not here, boots on the ground, but that's how you can be the hands and feet of Jesus. Oh. So anytime that you're watching, please reshare, please click all the buttons, hit the heart, hit the little bell on YouTube, and that is how you can be a media missionary.
Yes.
I stole that term from God TV. God
Did
TV.
You?
Yeah, God TV was the first network to ever have me on.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Really? The media missionary
network.
Thing?
Wow.
I love that.
And,
so good.
My good friend Ward Simpson, who has been running it all these years, and he just now turned it over to Andrew Womack.
Yeah.
Wow.
And Andrew Womack Ministries just now took over God TV. And man, we bless that effort.
Yeah.
I know that was
Jesus.
Not easy for him to do that. I love Ward. Ward's a good friend of mine.
He is. He's awesome.
And I've been at his house in Barbados before his mama passed away. I went and had supper with his mama in Barbados.
Oh, wow.
And those are such good people. They're
very dear,
godly, wonderful human beings. Man. So I need to give Ward Simpson credit for that.
That's so cool. I actually always wondered where that came from.
Yeah, it came from God TV.
That's cool.
Good one.
Yeah,
really good, because we really need people to share. Absolutely. The good news.
Okay, so let me tell you what. So let's just talk about the power of this thing. And be sure and subscribe. Be sure and do the things. If you're on YouTube, be sure and go to troybrewer.com. If you need prayer, mm-hmm. if you need a friend, you can call us at the number listed below, 877-413-0888. Sister Tia and Stacy and all my friends that are over there, just right across the parking lot from where I am right now, they're hoping mm-hmm. that you'll call. They're ready to pray for you. Mm-hmm. And let's believe that we're going to see the goodness of God in the land of the living. Mm-hmm. Okay, here we go. Let's go. Let's yes. go. Because we've got a lot of things to talk about today. Look at all these people trying to spell your name.
I love it.
Yes.
Well, Suwanami. No.
Can you tell everybody, for one thing, listen, okay, so in dealing with different nationalities, I come yes. across all kinds of names all the time. And yes. I want to say this. Troy Brewer is a hard name in most languages.
Really?
Really?
Yeah, they cannot do it. They can't understand it. They always think they understand Charlie, so most people
really?
Call me Pastor Charlie because they can't say TR.
Oh, wow.
The tra doesn't translate into most languages. Tra.
Oh, wow.
So they can go cha. Right, so Troy Brewer, Troy. Right? But they can't do the TR. And with that said, gosh. So whenever
Sarah,
Dylan,
yeah, okay,
Sarah knows how to spell
Sarah.
It.
There you go.
Right on, way to go, man.
Oh, the letters, Dylan.
Come
you're
on,
cheating.
Dylan. Yeah, Dylan is cheating.
You don't work cheating.
Come on, sister.
Come on.
Anyway, but when I first came across you, like you're, and this is a long time ago. This is more than 10 years ago.
10 years ago, yes, 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Well,
no, it's more than
no
10 years.
More because now I'm working here. So.
How many years have you been working for me now?
4 years.
And we worked with you for about 10 years before.
Before that,
you
yes.
packed everything up, moved up to Bubbleson, yes. Texas, and came to work
I
for
love
us.
Texas.
I wish I'm so glad you did.
Oh,
I love
I'm
you so,
so
much,
glad
man.
You invite me. No other church will keep up with me.
I know. I don't. I can't. You're just like me. I cannot see another church putting up with either one of us.
Exactly.
I mean, oh honestly,
the Lord put us together, knowing
did. He did, little yes. sister. I'm telling you right now.
But also, where else would she be? As she is truly, there is no one I could imagine coming alongside you and doing what you are called mm-hmm. to do. And literally, like, your giftings are so crazy yeah. and wild. Like, you're so uniquely gifted for this.
Oh, thank
okay,
you.
For this.
So let me just say this: you could go to work anywhere. You could.
Thank you.
You could go to work absolutely anywhere, and any team would be grateful mm-hmm. to have you on. Your mm-hmm. skill set is so, and your bandwidth is so awesome. Yeah. And you're just really good at everything that you do.
Thank
right
you.
On?
Well, thank you.
People like me and people like that troublemaker.
Okay.
We're really good at what we do. We're probably better than anybody else
yes,
at what we do.
Yes, exactly.
I would agree with
yes.
that.
But it is, it's not.
It's yeah. not for everybody.
It's not for everybody.
We need that at church to understand your madness, your craziness, yeah. but mm-hmm. also Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because they driven. Had to trust that you're hearing mm-hmm. from mm-hmm. the Lord to support yes. the craziness right. out of the proposals or the work mm-hmm. that you're assigned to do.
Okay, we're about to talk about rescues. Yeah. And guys, mm-hmm. I want to tell you, I would imagine that there's a lot of first-time viewers on here today mm-hmm. because a lot of our posts that we did this week went viral across multiple yeah. platforms. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'm about to, I mean, like our Facebook, we're talking about from less than 48 hours ago, ooh. Has over 1 million views on it.
Over a yeah. million.
Over 1 million.
That's
from
crazy.
Less than 48. And that's a Facebook.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah.
That's one single post that I did like at 11 o'clock at night.
Yep.
On my back porch, sitting in my drawers, by the way.
So yeah, because I sent it late that
yeah.
night.
And I was
yes.
like, man, I was like, I just need to put this out there. We've had over 1 million views of it. And we've had thousands of people mm-hmm. that signed up to subscribe or to follow
yep.
us. Excuse yeah. me. So there's probably a lot of first-time mm-hmm. wow. viewers on here. If you're first time, would mm-hmm. you please say first time in the new exclamation point, explanation point, explanation point, and I'll be sure to say hi to you. And we're so grateful that you're on board. So if you're just now coming on board and you're like, hey, I don't know who you are. My name is Troy Brewer and I'm from Johnson County, Texas. I'm nobody special. I'm just a guy. I'm barely educated. I come from a long line of musicians. I'm a musician. I'm not a professional musician anymore, but I was a professional musician for years and years. And that's it. I grew up out in the middle of nowhere. I've worked on dairies my whole life, and I've worked on ranches, and I have a ranch. Now that I've said that, in Jesus, I'm a bad motor scooter. I'm a child of Almighty God. I am blood bought, and I am a devil slaying. Tongue talking, Jesus loving, Bible thumping, crazy person. And what I like to do is I like to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. I pastor a church called Open Door Church. We have a media ministry. And then also I like to rescue kids. Hello. I got to say hello to David and Tori. Y'all are first time. Hey, guys, man, we welcome you here. Also to Blakely. Is that right? David and Tori Blakely.
That's their last name.
Hey, got first time watching. Everybody say hello to David and Tori, man. We welcome you
guys. We've also got Where's Chance 3.
Where's Chance 3? Come on.
Welcome.
Where's Chance 3?
Welcome to the crazy ride.
We'll continue to say hi to y'all. Yeah, welcome to our madness. So for 30 years, I've been rescuing kids out of sexual trafficking. We have rescued more than 12,000. We are quickly approaching 13,000 kids. We hit 12,000 last year in 2025. We rescue about 1,000 kids a year. But our jam is not just that we rescue them, which is a big deal, and we rescue them out of trafficking. We rescue them out of pornography rings. We rescue them. They are literal slaves whenever we rescue them all throughout the world, because we've been doing this now for a long time. We're very well established. But then we raise them, because we do not trust the government systems that we're supposed to turn them over to. We've had too many of our kids disappear. We've had too many bad things happen. We don't like them. And furthermore, I do not personally believe that it is the role of any government to raise a child. It is the role of families, and it is a role of the body of Jesus. My new friends may or may not disagree with me, but I'm telling you right now, this is how we live. We have mortgaged our homes to fund this. Mm-hmm. We have spent every dime of church money that we have on this. Sandy Holt, first time. Woo! Sandy, man, we call you blessed. We've been doing this. We are in our second generation now of kids that we raised, including, you know what? There's a little girl that I helped raise that I've had since she was 7 years old that actually works for me. We were around her every day, and her name is now Brandy Brewer, because she actually married my son, Ben Brewer. We have a lot of that around here. So we are very passionate about rescuing and raising children. We are also very passionate about rescuing rescuers throughout the world that know how to do the stuff, getting them healed, taking care of them, and then getting them funded, setting them loose, and then us building the homes, and then they put their rescued kids into our homes. And so the person that heads all of that up, that does every single bit of that, our international ambassador to the whole world that represents Troy Brew Ministries and Answer International, is a lady with a crazy name. Her name is Suwanami. And Suwanami is like an Aztec word that means the pigs are loose in the kitchen.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. No. I learned the meaning since I... first day I met him.
That's not true. Suwanami, what does Suwanami mean, by the way?
Well, do you remember that I struggle with that part because I look up
I'm giving
in
you a
many
chance to tell
different...
the story because I know.
Yeah, so for many years I was looking after, of course, my dad hear it. He said he saw it somewhere, write it down. But with all the technology, we were looking up for anything that can
and
give
really, and really couldn't find anything until we went to the Bible Museum.
Correct. Yes.
And we were in D.C.
And a scribe was there.
And a scribe. Oh, my God. Scribe at the Bible Museum in D.C.
Correct.
He said, let me see your name. And he starts looking it up in Hebrew.
Yes.
And that, it does not mean the pigs are loose. I'm sorry.
I was
because Hebrews never have pigs in the kitchen. It means the goats are loose in the kitchen.
Oh, my God. It's so bad.
That's what I mean.
It's a redemption. Yeah. It's a redemptive, redemptive one. No, it actually did. And he said, no, of course, as a whole, the name doesn't have any Hebrew meaning. But he was breaking down by Sue.
Come on, girl.
Anna. And me. But the exceptional part of this is it was right after you gave me this assignment of being the ambassador through the nations.
Yes, ma'am.
And right after, I think I had, that was my first trip as an ambassador that I did with you in Washington. And he said, Sue, the meaning is it's given to me, belongs to me, because it was given to me, Anna, by grace, by the grace of God, right? And then me, and that was the when he finished that, I went on the floor to praise the Lord, said me with a Y, the way I spell it is nations. Mm. So the nations are given to me by the grace of God.
Wow.
So
that's a crazy prophetic name.
Yeah, after 40 years here and my 40 years.
Suwanami means the nations have been given unto me by the grace of God. And you are the international ambassador. Literally.
And you had just made her that when this happened too.
Yes. It was just recently. Literally. Yeah.
It was
just 3 days after. But thank you for that. Thank you for hearing from the Lord.
Well, I want to just say up on behalf of all of our partners who are watching all over the world, we love you.
Thank you.
And we see what you do, and I praise God for you. I know what you do more than anybody else. And oh my gosh, you are a wonder. And I tell everybody, you are my bravest rescuer because of my one little girl that you rescued down on the Amazon. Risked your life in a very powerful way to rescue that little girl. We'll have to have a whole show on one time with Yeshi and I telling that story together.
Crazy story.
But also, it takes the courage of a leader.
Yep.
To understand that you will not have a boss and a leader that will not stop a calling. Mm-hmm. Even if you were thinking this was dangerous, that was very hard for you to accept. Also to understand the calling that we both had on this and go and said, okay, but I will give you time frame and ultimatum and stuff like that. That's another show. But yes, thank you for not stopping that. And thank you for supporting and believing that we're part of this, like we have in a team.
Well, you know what? Sean Crawford is a first-time visitor here today. Hey, welcome. Thank you, Sean. Welcome. Be sure to subscribe to this thing because we do this every Tuesday and every Thursday, and then sometimes I just break in. I'm sorry. Yeah, every Tuesday, every Wednesday. That's what I said. Everything I do is planned.
Do not Thursday.
We are serious. Oh my God. He wants to know if you guys are paying attention.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Right. And then also, I got to say a great big hello. Is it Jane Byam?
I think Byam.
Jane. Hey man, we love you and we bless you and we praise God. Thank you for jumping in the fight, not only by subscribing and being your first time visitor here today, but you actually partnered with us today. Thank you. Okay, so
awesome.
Let's get off into this.
Yes.
Buckle your seatbelts. Buckle up, Buttercup.
Mm-hmm.
Because every week we get a front row seat to the most frightening and the most wonderful things at the same exact time. We rescue kids every week. We typically rescue 3 or 4 kids a week, right? I mean, we rescue, around 1,000 kids a year. Mm-hmm. And by the way, I'm going to throw this out there. For every 1,000 kids we rescue, it is a $2 million bill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Reality.
Mm-hmm. And that's the reality. Mm-hmm. So our budget has to go up at least $2 million every single year. It's crazy. And with all of us being a bunch of yahoos, I mean, how I funded it the first 20 years is me and Leanna just mortgaged our house over and over and over again. Well, we can't do that anymore.
Yeah.
It's so far beyond us now. We have to have the partners that we have, and praise God that we do. But we get, Pastor Suwanami and I are like brothers and sisters, and I love Suwanami. She's a pastor here at our church. We spent a lot of time laughing together.
Yes, a lot.
So much time. We've also spent a lot of time crying together.
Yes, sir.
Where we didn't want anybody to see how bad we were crying.
Correct.
And we have spent, there's a lot of humanity, there's a lot of wins and losses when it comes to rescuing children and when it comes to raising kids. And we have spent, if we don't have the power of the Holy Spirit, we're not going to make it through this.
No, it's impossible.
The videos we've seen, the pictures we've seen, you last year presented 375 cases just in Mexico. You're also a Mexican lawyer.
Yes, sir.
And a lot of people don't know that about you. Mean old Mexican lawyer.
Oh, my God.
And she is. Where did you go to college at, by the way?
In Monterrey.
I just wanted to hear you say Monterrey.
Monterrey. Monterrey. Monterrey. Sí, señor.
Monterrey. And so, which is beautiful. I love it. So you went to Monterey, you're a Mexican lawyer. You presented 375 cases last year in cooperation with 5 attorney generals, I believe.
Yes. Yes.
5 state attorney generals. You also presented with federal and state prosecuting attorneys, including the chief prosecuting attorney of the entire nation of Mexico that prosecutes trafficking. You're one of their chief counsels. You're one of the people that actually, so I mean, you're involved in this, especially in Mexico, like neck deep. And so one of the things that's very difficult is that we see the pictures of their rescues, And we also see the videos that are presented in court and those kinds of things. And I don't wish that on anybody.
No.
I don't. I mean, I don't have an enemy that I wish would be tied mm-hmm. down and make see some of the things that you and I have seen.
Correct.
And I don't. And the last time I was in a room where we were having to get ready for a big case, and it was this beautiful little girl that I've known for 3 years, and the thing was just now coming to, because there was a bunch of traffickers that had escaped. And it finally mm-hmm. came to court. I was in there. I had spent the day before all day long with that little girl, telling her, man, I'm so excited about being a part of your case. I'm so excited about getting to testify. I'm so excited about getting to mm-hmm. do all the things, right? I didn't know I was going to have to be a part of the videos.
Of the evidence.
And, mm-hmm. Of the evidence against the traffickers. And I want to just tell you, I honestly thought I may never recover from this.
True.
I honestly thought, if God doesn't do a miracle, I will not recover from this. Mm-hmm. And like I was crying, saying, Lord, you're gonna have to help me through this. Mm-hmm. And I closed my eyes and said, I'm not gonna watch any more of this. Mm-hmm. And hearing it was worse than seeing it.
Correct. We mentioned that all the time.
It's way worse to hear it, to hear abuse, than it is to see it. Okay, these things are not pleasant to talk about. So we typically don't. It's a part of our everyday life. Mm-hmm. And but we typically don't. We did something different this week. Because, and there's a couple of reasons, and you can help me with that.
Yes.
But we just recently started rescuing kids in the Dominican Republic.
Correct.
And even up until this week, we didn't announce that it was the Dominican Republic. We just said in another country.
Mm-hmm.
And this big operation was going to take place 3 weeks ago, and then a tropical depression sit right on top of the DR, and we got rained out. Mm-hmm. And it was a huge ring. And then at the past this weekend, you fast forward to this weekend, we rescued 76 trafficked human beings.
More than that. No, total. No, yes, it was total. Yeah. Total, yes.
So
yeah.
it was 68 in the first bus, yes, and sir. It was 8 in the second
yes,
bus.
Yes, yes.
And
yes.
So this last week, we rescued 68 kids in the Dominican Republic, 33 kids in Cambodia. And by the way, when I say kids, that's not exactly true. They're not all below the age of 16 or so. Uh-huh. Some of them are 18, some of them are 19, some of them are 20. But probably some of them are 30 and 40 year old. They don't live to be 30 or 40 years old. If they do, they're brand new and they've recently been abducted. But I mean, mm-hmm. that's like a rare, it's mm-hmm. probably one in every 3,000 rescues we do that is age 35 or older.
And sometimes when we know that our women that is, for example, 19 years old, majority of the cases, they had these when they were girls.
Yeah.
The reason why they have age that long is because they had it when they were 12 or 13.
Yep.
And they're rescued years later.
Yeah. And so one of the girls that we rescued, we think she's 18.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But she has been a slave with this one cartel since I think she's 13.
Yes, but the thing is she don't know. She's just talking about what I know because she don't know her age.
Yeah, she doesn't know her name. That's why, guys, we always give them a mm-hmm. birthday. So we always give them Correct. A birthday. We look at them, we'll be like, you look like you're a 10-year-old. And they're like, yeah, I think I'm 10. They're probably 7.
Yes.
But we'll go ahead and we'll call them 10 because they want to be a 10-year-old.
Yes.
We assign a birth date to them, and then we have mm-hmm. a big birthday party.
Yes, sir. We do that.
And we do those things. And so that they have a new day, a new everything, and everything is brand new for them, which is beautiful. And we've done that for thousands and thousands and thousands of kids over the past 30 years. And also, too, a lot of them want a new name.
Correct.
They don't want to go by the same name.
Yes.
That they went there. There's two things about names. One is they want a brand new name. And like, I've always gone by this name. And they've heard that name so many times in context of terror, of terrible correct. Tragedy, that they're like, I don't want to ever hear that name
it's
again.
Traumatic. It's
exactly.
traumatic.
It is traumatic. And so, or traumatic, as you
no,
said.
No, I'm sorry.
No, traumatic is great.
I don't know. Traumático. Let's say it in Spanish. Traumático.
Traumático.
Yes, sir.
And so it is traumático. So they will actually get a new name. We give them really cool prophetic names that are beautiful and cool. And Anne, are you waiting to give me something? Go right ahead.
She's waiting to give me my charger
okay,
for my
thanks.
Computer.
Thanks, baby. Thank you, Anne.
Love you, Anne.
Everybody
she
say we love you, Anne.
Say we love you,
Anne. Just write that on the screen there.
You can.
So, and by the way, you guys will have an opportunity to ask lots of questions. So if you have a question for us,
perfect.
You'll be able to go. And I still haven't told you about the operations yet and what all's going on, which we're about to share that. And then we're going to show you the media and the media response. And we're going to ask you guys to keep that going. And so we got a, do you know your big old head's right in the way?
Sorry.
Do you know that?
Sorry, I was trying to plug my computer.
You can't see through muddy water. I don't know.
I'm getting you back for all the times where you blocked my shot.
Let me see if you washed your hair. Yeah.
It's washed.
You washed it?
It's washed.
All right. Do y'all know that she washes her hair with Ajax? That's how tough she is. Bleach sometimes too, just straight up bleach.
Okay.
Okay.
Sure.
So what we do. I forgot what I was talking about. We were talking about they get a new name.
Yes.
So we give them a new name, and we've had over 900 kids ask, can I have your last name?
Oh, yes.
And I don't know how many kids have asked for my birthday.
Yes. They want the same birthday as you.
Yeah, they want the same birthday. So December 6th is probably the most celebrated day on the planet Earth, as it should be.
As it should be.
Some of the comments that they have there is how hard it's even to listen through you. What these kids live, you know, what these kids go through.
Yeah, and we're given the very G version.
Exactly. Yeah. Like open version is not.
Because listen, the reason why we don't like sharing that, it's not because we don't want to create awareness. It doesn't glorify the Lord.
Exactly.
And we're not here to be impressed with evil.
Yeah,
like you always
I don't
say.
Want to be impressed with evil.
Yeah, that's why it's so important to do it
through to show the transformation.
God. Exactly.
Yeah,
we want to
show, okay, this is her story, and this is what she went through. But, dude, this is her now. Look at her. Because one of the comments that I see out of the thousands and thousands, probably more than 10,000 comments we got across all platforms over the past 24 hours of what I posted yesterday, which I'm fixing to show you, is these kids are going to be screwed up for the rest of their life. No, they're not.
No, they're not.
You don't know what you're talking about.
They probably don't know exactly. They're talking out of just.
Exactly right. No. No, they're like, nobody could go through that and be okay. Nobody could go through that and be okay if they don't have Jesus.
Without the Lord, yeah. Ooh.
And that's why this can't just be a humanitarian effort. And that's why this can't just be the government's doing
this.
This has to be a Jesus work. Mm-hmm. And indeed it is.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
And I mean, I promise you, we have a girl that works for us. And she works for us. She is my friend. She's been here to Open Door Church. She's been on the stage giving her testimony. She is instead of the Mexican government rescuing her, they documented for years and years and years and years and years her clientele. Now, I want to tell you this. We don't agree with that. Mm-hmm. When we find out that that's happened, we're like, no, you're going to rescue her. Mm-hmm. And we get in, okay? But it was a previous administration. It was before we were involved in this girl's life. And she, from the time she was 10 to the time she was 17, I think.
16.
How many times was it documented that this girl was molested?
30,000.
I think it's 31,000. It's either 31 or 37,000. I don't remember.
Something like that. Yeah.
Documented. That's
so
not
they're
what
watching it happen.
Yeah,
like they're watching people
it,
go in.
Yeah, and they're documenting the people to build cases and also too to use those people as assets.
Right.
Told she escape. Yeah. It was That's, not rescued.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
And then she actually escaped.
Yeah.
Nobody ever came to rescue her. Mm-hmm. Okay. But she's a rescuer now who works for us. And she's, I think she's like 30 years
old. She's in the 30s, yeah.
Yeah, she's like in her 30s now. Okay, I'm not going to say that she doesn't have struggles, that hadn't had struggles, but that girl's healed.
Wow, yes.
Yeah. I mean, talking about healed.
She don't carry, she's not a victim anymore. She don't carry that with her. She's amazing. She tried to help.
Non-Jesus people do not believe what I'm saying right now.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm just saying, and I also want to say this too. One of the reasons why people don't want to believe that they can be healed is because their parents didn't let them play video games and they want to be traumatized and victimized by that.
Wow.
So, well, I can never be healed of that. Or my parents were divorced and I can never be healed of that. They don't want to accept the responsibility of being completely set free because Jesus offers that. So they look at us and they get really mad.
Yeah.
At us and saying, how dare you? Number one, how dare you rescue kids?
Rescue kids, yes.
All the comments that we've got over this viral post that we put 2 days ago of, I hope somebody kicks your head in, Troy Brewer. I hope somebody murders you. Why? Because you're rescuing kids. Like, why? What? What about that makes you mad? I bet you that privately you're molesting all these kids. Oh, man.
If you don't see the problem, you're part of the problem.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
No, I'm not. I'm not molesting these kids. And wow. No, I'm not. So there you go. With that said, and I actually want to address that issue of how we have to deal with the onslaught.
Yeah, we do.
And then we have to deal with the onslaught that our bots that pornography puts up and evil cartels put up to bot our posts and say terrible things. And then how many Christians will jump onto that narrative?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Stupid. Just, you don't know what you're playing with. Yeah. No, you don't know. And so what's real is you're not the friend to humanity whenever you rescue kids.
Correct.
And you're like, so that ought to tell you how many people, how many people are a part or wish to be a part of the sexualization of children. And if we do not answer that, and if we don't fight that, and if we're not brave, and if we don't find joy in that, and if we're not producing the fruit, then who else is going to do that?
No. Yeah. We have to see the goodness of God through these problems.
Which is what we always post.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Another reason why we typically do not post what these kids come out of is because we can't.
Correct. Yeah, a lot of times so active cases.
We can't. So explain that.
Well, yeah, they're active cases. They're minors. They're still under investigation. You know, you just share about these Dominican Republic project that we didn't look for. It came to us.
It was
amazing. Yep. The Lord brought us. And what are we going to do with what the Lord is highlighting before us? So we're like, we have to respond. We have a yes in our spirit. Let's do it. It was amazing, right? But we have to see also how important it is for them that we honor what they're asking for.
Yeah.
So we're working with teams that are risking their lives and they continue living in those countries.
Yes.
We're here and we're sharing lot of information.
And they're in danger.
They can't put their lives in danger. Yes.
And the attorney general that we work with in a certain state in Mexico, who is our friend that we love with all of our heart.
Yep.
I mean, we love her. And she's been here to this church. Mm-hmm. We go down there to her state all the time.
Yeah.
Her maid left her house, went home. The cartel picked up her maid, beheaded her, put it in a box, and sent it back to our friend.
No. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And she opened up the box, and there was a head of her good friend inside that. This is what we're dealing with.
Yeah, that was
amazing. And while there's a lot of clowns that are typewriter warriors and pounding keys and like, I think you should do this. I don't think you do that right. You have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we've been doing this now for 30 years. We have been in this fight. And while we don't do everything perfect, there's a reason why we do everything. And like, well, you should show more of this or you shouldn't show them at all. You shouldn't show them at all, which we get a lot of hate for that. You're exploiting them by showing their face and covering their eyes. No, we want to show that these are human beings and not numbers.
Yeah,
correct.
Yeah. Because you're just like, okay, yeah, that's just one more number. No, that is a child, and we will prove to you that this is a child. Mm-hmm. We're not going to endanger her, and no, we are not exploiting her. No, we are not. Okay. We are setting her up for the rest of her life. And listen, our kids do not age out.
Yeah.
Like, that's one of the things that everybody's asking.
That's the question we got.
That's one of the questions. We'll talk about that. What do you do with when these kids age out? We ain't the freaking government.
Exactly. We don't turn them back over to the streets when they turn 16.
Yeah, our kids do not age out. No. I can tell you right now, one of my favorite daughters in the world she's 29 years old, and she still lives in our home. She's 29, she's 29.
Yes.
Yeah. And then we have...
So they don't... Our kids do not age out.
Yeah, we have our friend... can we say his name? Is it Colombia where we're putting him through college and we put him through?
Oh, yes, Amir.
Yeah, Amir,
Amir, you know, now we walk with him into this new season. He wants to, you know, go to college so he can give back to the home that helped him.
Yep.
He's ready to work with us. They become rescuers because they know the importance of being rescued. And we know as well the importance of having these teams. Mm-hmm. Rescuing people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when we have the governments, they partner with us and they feel ready to also tell the world we're not afraid to the organized crimes and all these groups of that are operating, and we said, we are here, we are in the house. And this was the case of Dominican Republic.
Yeah.
They said, you have our authorization to share these pictures.
Yes.
Wow.
And see that the government is united with our teams.
With us. Yeah, with our teams.
With us.
Yes. Which is brand new. That. Which is brand
totally.
New. That's just been within the past 3 years. And quite honestly, that's just been since when Pastor Suwanami has come on board. You're the one you're the one that has made that happen.
Thank you.
And I was never able to make that happen.
No.
And you're the one, man, that has made that all happen. And I'm so grateful for it.
Thank you. Thank you. But it's also the way we have been honoring the work that they do.
Yes.
They partner with us once, and then they decide if they want to continue working with us or not. They decide based on how much we honor the work that we do together, the partnership. And this is, and I have to tell you, we can do this, and it's possible because everyone that partners with us as well. Because every operation also have a cost.
Yeah.
And it's not just a money cost. It is a cost. And we are willing to do it together with our teams and the governments when they're not funded.
What we hear from the teams and the governments that we work with all over the world is we've never seen anybody like you guys that will help us.
Yes.
Do it.
And then take the kids and you guys pay for it. We've never seen that happen before. Wow. We're like, no, well, we're serious about, man, getting these kids rescued. Mm-hmm. You know, we're serious about it and getting them raised.
Yeah.
And it takes, dude, listen, we're in the body of Jesus.
Yes.
And this is what we do. And so, praise God. Well, I need to get to this thing, and I need to show you guys this thing. We need to talk about it. And so there's so many people writing all over, so many wonderful things. Mm-hmm. And so if you got questions, ask ... and then ask your question, and then finish it up with ... so that we'll actually see it. And we will get to these.
Yeah.
This is going to be like a two-hour broadcast. Part of it is going to be behind the veil. And some of these questions we're going to need to answer behind the veil, which is private and which is exclusive, Miss Rebecca.
Yes,
to our ODX family.
Oops. Honestly, all the questions that are coming in, guys, can you answer one? Is that okay, Robin Day? Because I know people that might not be able to sign up today, but how much does it cost? You've said it multiple times to rescue a child.
We call that a $2,000 bill.
Or more.
Okay, and I want you to think about how cheap that is. Mm. Okay? Wow. It's actually more than $2,000.
I know it's more.
It's more. I will not go to
But there are some times we rescue kids, and it's hardly anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
because of how we rescue them.
Yeah, whatever the circumstance.
There are sometimes like, okay, well, how much? Then what happens? I mean, like we have one home in Mexico, just one, and we have 54 rescue homes, and the homes are not a big block building with a thousand kids in it, and it's a traditional orphan. That's not what we call it—a rescue home. It's a space that has lots of homes on it, that has medical facilities, that has a church, that has multiple homes on it, that has every kind of setup you can imagine, okay? But just to communicate it, we call it a rescue home. But it's also a rescue center that is a space. One home that we have in Mexico City is $50,000 a month.
Yes.
One.
Yeah.
Okay, like, why does it cost so much? How much does it cost to raise your kids, hillbilly? Right. And how many thousands of kids are you raising? Because we're raising over 6,500.
Mm-hmm. And the rescue operation is one thing.
Yeah.
And then the aftercare.
That's right.
And the thing with us is we don't have an age to kick them out.
And they don't age out. Yeah. And then if they want to go to college, they go to college. If they want to go to trade school, they go to trade school. Mm-hmm. If they want to go to art school, they go to art school. If they want to, whatever.
We're swimming like, classes.
We don't care. Karate classes growing up.
Yes, they do.
Whatever it is. We want them involved in life as much as possible. And I swear that is the truth.
Yes.
And
it's the truth.
A big part of their redemption, Pastor, is we're giving them the opportunity to dream and to hope for a future.
Absolutely.
Jeremiah, 31. And so it's like these kids came from something where they had no hope for a future. They were just trying to survive every single day. So the fact that they're now in a home where they're safe and they have the freedom to say, I want to be a makeup artist. I want to be a teacher. A lot of them want to go into law enforcement or become psychologists because they were so healed and redeemed through that. And so, and that's something else also. People ask me a lot of times, well, are you guys just rescuing them? And then are you getting them psychological help and things like that?
Yes.
We get them the medical attention that they need.
Last year, Troy Brewer Ministries mm-hmm. partners, ODX partners, Answer International partners paid for over 11,000 psychiatric treatments.
Yes. Wow. In one region.
In one region in one year.
Wow. Correct.
And like, well, how many total? How come you don't know? Because they didn't report it and they needed to. Yes. And we're like, guys, we're going to need these numbers from y'all from now on so that we can actually tell people.
Yeah.
But in one region in one year, mm-hmm. out of our rescued kids that mm-hmm. we are now raising, we mm-hmm. paid for more than 11,000 psychiatric treatments. Honestly, you guys, the whole world has no idea how much work this is.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a lot, dude.
It's a lot.
It's a lot.
Kimberly Ray is one of the ones who asked that question. You know, do we have to put them through deliverance? What does the mm-hmm. healing process look like?
Sometimes very much.
Yes.
If you don't think some of these kids have demons, you know, last year we did a bust, and also too, my rescuer team of operators is based here in Texas. They do intelligence all over Mexico and all over Central America. They work in Guatemala. They work in, oh, did y'all see that? I just said Guatemala instead of Guatemala.
Guatemala.
I know. You girls are rubbing off
watermelon?
Of me.
Watermelon?
Yeah, exactly. Watermelon. And anyway, they do the intelligence part, and they are geniuses.
Wow.
And we have this proprietary technology that is incredible. So our teams developed it in the military. All these guys were in the military, and they developed it in the military, and then they tweaked it and tweaked it and tweaked it, made it better and better and better whenever they got back. And one of the reasons why, like in Texas, since January the 1st, on Amber Alerts, my team is 18 for 18.
Well, so crazy.
We have found 18 Woo-hoo! Missing kids that we were looking for, and we were looking for 18. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I get to be a big part of that, meaning I'm there whenever they bring the kid in, and I'm there when they mm-hmm. put the operation together. We do a lot of That's those things so cool. out at Redemption Ranch. And I just sat there, man, with my arms folded, watching this whole thing go down. In the midst of these guys putting together this operation of this little boy that they were about to go find in Oklahoma, which they did find. Mm-hmm. We actually did find him.
Wow.
Okay. And he comes from a terrible trafficking situation that his stepdaddy was selling him.
Wow.
Wow.
And also, too, there was going to be this big bust at this casino in Oklahoma. And I went up there to mm-hmm. that. And I got remember. To be one I of the remember. Guys that was acting like I was going to buy all those girls that they were bringing in the horse trailers. Right?
That's crazy.
They bring in all these girls and horse traders that have these little living quarters in them, mm-hmm. and they are literally in the cage of the horse trailers. It's going on in right here in the United States of America.
That is crazy.
While the world yawns and gripes, well, yeah, but you believe in pre-trib rapture. What is that? You're a little bit too charismatic. Mm-hmm. Well, like, you know what? You're going to stand before Jesus one mm-hmm. of these days. And because you didn't fear the Lord, and because your fight was not the Lord's fight, you're going to be in bad trouble.
Yeah,
wow. You really are. I'm just going to just throw that out there. I would fear the Lord if I was you, and I would get with the program. Anyway, I was one of the people that was going to go and act like I was going to buy one of these women. Then we had cameras set up, whole nine yards. Anyway, the thing didn't happen. So, but with that said, I saw when they were going through their intelligence stuff, and he had all these pictures set up, I said, bro, what is that? And he just stopped and he started clicking on these pictures. It was the cartel in Mexico, and it was these children that were literally chained to idols. Mm. That Whoa. It's Babylonian sex magic is what it is. It's Babylonian sex magic, it's Nephilim sex magic. And where their little beds were next to these demons. I'm talking about these demonic, horrible, terrifying. And these kids, little kids, were literally chained with a chain to those idols because they want them demon possessed. Wow. They want them traumatized. Mm. They go through the Luciferian ritualization.
Yes.
They do that is a part of the cartel. Yeah. It's a part of pornography. Yeah.
And we always find altars everywhere.
Everywhere we rescue kids, we find altars everywhere. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, man, that is a big part of it. But with that said, this operation, the operations that we're doing all over the world, it's growing and growing and growing. And God has given us more nations. I just got back from D.C., and a bunch of doors are opening up there, and it's amazing. And we're having more and more authority, and we're being more and more successful, so much so that last week we posted this, and I want to show you, we had the biggest week of rescues we've ever had. And at the same exact time, which was, if you'll put that up there, buddy,
which
the biggest
the
week of rescues we've ever had.
That one?
Yep, that's the one. Yeah. Mm-hmm. 68 kids in Dominican Republic, 33 kids in Cambodia, 2 kids in Texas, 2 kids in Mexico. Okay, at the same exact time that that happened, our reach is also expanding. We had 26 million views. We hit 26 million views just on our YouTube channel.
Yeah.
And I want to, guys, that's worth celebrating. Wow. That's a really big deal. And and if you have not yet subscribed to that, do so, because guys, we're trying to get this word out. Yeah. And you're like, well, it just seems like you guys are just trying to get some money. Oh, we are.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, we are. But we're spending tens of millions of dollars a year right now, right this second. And our thing is going up by at least $2 million, a lot more than $2 million.
Yeah.
If I can just be very honest, we have $8 million of unfunded projects that we need to fund and we need to do right this second. Mm-hmm. And I don't have that money in the bank. And like, why not? We're all giving. Well, because we're doing what it is that we say we're going to do. And we spend the money on that.
Guys, we still have kids under our care right now.
Yeah.
That depends 100% on us and our partners. And if we don't have the partners, we want to send the money anyway.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
So Rosie asked that question, Pastor Troy and Suwanami, how do you find the connections and partnerships of the organizations to partner with you in rescue, and do you see the number of connections increasing this season?
Such a great question.
Yeah.
And we do. Okay, so how we do it now is not how we've done it in the past, okay? Because when it started out, it was just me.
That's true.
And then it was just me and my hair-legged friends, and we would go into, we would rescue kids, and then they would tell us where the brothels were, and we were not even military guys. Oh. We're just a bunch of Jesus-loving yahoos.
Yep.
And we would go to the brothel, we would go to the bar, we'd all order drinks. I would hug everybody, slap everybody on the back. I had a big old giant cowboy hat on, and I'd be shooting the bull and talking to everybody and say, hey, you guys know we're here to do some business. I said, yes. And then I would ask them, do they have little kids? And I knew that they had little kids.
Wow.
And then we would buy the little kids. They would send them to us. We'd pay way more money so that they would let us leave with those kids.
Wow.
And then we would take them straight to law enforcement into our home. The law enforcement would meet us at the home.
Yeah.
And then we would go through the process. But you can only do that once.
Correct.
So then we started hiring operators. And how did you hire operators? Because the very first operator that I ever worked with was in Central America. And I want to tell you, these guys, when you start doing this, they watch you.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're not on your radar, but you're on their radar.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I would be literally doing a conference and some guy would walk up to me and say, you know, man, I was in Guatemala at the same time that you were last year.
Wow.
And I saw what you guys did. And I followed your ministry ever since. You guys are awesome. And I'm be like, awesome. And he's like, hey, give me a call and let's talk. And we'd start talking. And he said, you know, you don't ever need to do that like that again because you could have got killed. And do you know this? And do you know that? And you guys, do you know this? And I'm like, no, sir, I don't. And they'd say, okay, well, let me know if you come across. And so I started calling these guys.
You just need to pay.
And then you meet one operator that investigates you for a year and go, whoa, this guy is awesome. These people is awesome. They start telling their friends, and those people start coming to you. And then in the midst of that, we started working with governments, and in working with governments, the super spooks of those different governments would come to us and say, we love your ministry. We love what you do. 5 years ago, you rescued this, that. I was in on the team that actually came in and did this, this, that. And then you start adding this Rolodex, and then your teams decide who they want to work with.
Right.
And they're hardcore about who they'll work with and who they won't work with. Mm-hmm. So you take it from there. How else do we recruit?
Yeah, no. It's incredible because they also, talking about the season.
Yeah.
I think we are in the season where they're coming because they want to work.
Yes.
For us.
Yeah.
They want to do it with us. They want a partnership with us because it's real. Because we just not rescue the kids. We're talking about the aftercare. That is very important. They have a place where the kids will land, where the kids are going to be treated. You know, the module of attention that we have in our homes are in an international level.
Wow.
So what they want is something that will last.
Yeah.
Partner with people that will not just fund it, just but they it. Will Correct. See yeah. holistic work. So yes, they're coming. We receive a lot of emails. We receive a lot of people that wants to connect with us, contact us, let us know about the work. So we are in a season
yeah,
where we can see and choose who to partner mm. with too. Mm.
You know,
because they want
that's
us.
That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. You know, and by the way, that question is from Rosie. Mm-hmm. And man, we appreciate the question,
thank
Rosie.
You, Rosie. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Rosie, for mm-hmm. the question. Kimberly Ray was asking that, you know, what is the psychological process, deliverance, healing process mm-hmm. that the kids go through after being mm-hmm. rescued. I'm sure it varies from each child, but what typically takes place afterwards. And so we've answered a lot of that, but I do want to say this. You would not believe how these kids get healed by simply being in a safe, godly environment. Yeah.
Wow. Yes.
And so some of the kids that come in, they're completely nonverbal, like the yes. little boy,
mm-hmm. oh, yeah.
the little boy in Mexico. And he was also feral. He bit people and mm-hmm. he wow. was just in fight mode because of the trauma he'd been through. And in the middle of the night, they heard a noise and he was in there playing with the train mm-hmm. set mm-hmm. and he was acting like a little
yes,
boy.
Exactly.
And it was the first time that they'd seen that little boy act like a little boy. Okay. We know that little boy.
Yes.
We can go ahead and say really his name. Good. What is his name? Do you know his name?
Alexander.
Yeah. I think yeah. that one was Alexander.
Yeah, yes, I think Alexander. So.
And out of all the pictures that we've shown or that we've gotten from rescues, and I mean, again, we went viral over the past couple of days because of some of the photos that we shared from one of the bus, but yeah. It is forever burned in my brain, the picture of Alexander playing with the trains on the floor. Like as a mom, like I can't even talk about his story without getting emotional.
They let him, they sit back in the dark and they took pictures of him playing with the train and going, he's going to be fine.
Yeah. But mm-hmm. they identify, he is fine. They recognize a yeah. safety environment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Even though for some kids take yeah. longer
yeah.
to really bond into that environment, they recognize the environment of when it's saved. Mm-hmm. But also we see the difference when you carry Holy Spirit and when something can yeah. be yes. immediately, like Francieli,
yes.
through a dream, get there, allowed and give permission to speak with the power of Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
That and a humanitarian group will never get out.
Nope.
Something.
A little
like
girl,
that.
A 9-year-old little girl, mm-hmm. completely nonverbal.
Correct.
Very feral. Okay. Yes. You understand the word feral? Yes. You yes. understand yeah. what I mean by that?
Yes.
It's not used very much in English, but I mean, just animalistic, you know, feral.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm talking about showed her a potty and she used yeah. the bathroom on the floor in front of the potty because she'd never sat on a yeah. potty mm-hmm. before.
Yeah. Okay. And she was nine.
And
areas.
That's everywhere yes. we go. Okay. So, mm-hmm. hey, this is a bathroom. And they're like, okay, whatever. And they have no idea what that big piece of porcelain's for.
Mm.
And just like, just because of the filth that they have been, and they've been treated like an animal. All I said to that little girl, in the power of the Holy Ghost, as I said, Francieli, it's okay if you start talking mm-hmm. again.
Mm-hmm.
And she went, do you see that little boy
exactly.
right over there? He doesn't even know how to cross the street. And she yes. just started, and you oh, were yes. right there.
Yes.
You were with me when yes. that happened.
Yes.
Her tongue was loosed.
That is the power of Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
You will not see that with the humanitarian groups walking into, you know, these rooms. And the privilege.
That's exactly right. That's not to say that there is not medical care
because yes,
it costs
we do.
So much money. But I want to tell you, we have to walk our kids through the trauma of the medical care because many times they have terrible sexually transmitted diseases.
Mm-hmm.
We rescued one little girl 3 years ago or 4 years ago
yes,
that had five.
Wow.
She had five really? And she was a 12-year-old child and she had five.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Including AIDS.
Yes, sir.
Including AIDS. And after a year, and I mean, it was medically verified she had these fives. Yes. And after a year, they couldn't find a trace of it within her
Correct.
Body.
Correct. And we were doing treatments and yep. everything that also the government requires from
yep.
us
yep.
to have
exactly
and to
right.
provide to our kids. But then we see the power of God
yes.
doing something that
Come
we,
on, Pastor
yeah,
Shirley.
That we don't, that mm-hmm. we don't, we're not prepared for that.
Correct.
We have another baby yeah. during our New Beginnings conference that we just brought it up,
Come
right?
On,
yeah. That was, we had a baby that one of our prosecutors being here at the church,
oh.
you know, not being Christian,
mm-hmm. yeah.
right? Mm-hmm. Raised Catholic.
Yep.
yep.
She said, what if I just bring the case before these people that believes wow. in miracles. And we pray for this baby
wow.
that has syphilis.
Mm.
I think that was what the baby
and the prosecuting attorney was so devastated.
Correct.
Because she knew the case. She'd seen the videos. She knew the abuse. Mm-hmm. She knew the stuff. And then it's like, okay, we got her. And now this child has syphilis so bad. This baby does. Mm-hmm. And she actually asked us, I know y'all believe in miracles. Will you please pray? Please pray. Yeah. And we did. And then what happened?
And then we received the report back saying they run the studies again, the test, and the kid came completely healed.
Yep.
Out of that. And it were like, they were prepared. Now he's in a great home.
Amazing.
We gave this baby, we were able to give the baby in adoption because now her life was looking way different. So that redemption, mm-hmm. like that redempting work, you will not see it without Jesus.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Like, yes.
So good.
We have a few minutes, guys, before we're going to go behind the veil. But first, I'm going to show you this. Whenever we go behind the veil, we're going to be answering questions, and I'm going to show you which questions we're going to answer behind the veil. Okay, we're going to do that here in just a minute. Listen, everybody laughing. That's everybody's like, man.
They're good questions.
But first of all, let me show you this because we did this trafficking bust in the DR, and I want to show you these photos. These are the photos of two of the traffickers that we busted.
Wow.
There's two of them. And let me go to the next one here. I don't know how many we have.
We have all of them.
There's another one here. Mm-hmm. Let me go to another one. These are the beds that our kids are sleeping on.
Wow.
These are the beds. I want to show you another one. Is that it? We have three photos.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Oh, I think there's just another one of the beds. Okay.
We have three photos. So, this is what we're bringing them out of.
Yeah.
Okay. And so I want to show it to you one more time. Mm-hmm. Okay. Is it on the screen? You got it on the screen, buddy? Okay. Yep. Thank you.
Just scroll through them again.
Right? Yep. So this went down a couple of days ago. Okay. This is what we're a part of every single week. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. And we have been for 30 years. Now, what's different about this is we had the permission from the Dominican Republic. Yeah. Show the pictures.
Yeah.
We had permission from the teams that we're working with to show the pictures. And I was looking at them the other night, and I never post these photos. And I was like, I'm going to post it. I don't know. It was just the Lord, because I never do this. I never post this.
You don't.
I always show the healed children. Mm-hmm. And I assume everybody understands this is what we bring them out of. Mm-hmm. Okay? Because it's such a big part of what we have to do. Mm-hmm. One of the comments were, I'm praying for you every day because after seeing this, I cannot imagine what you have seen.
What you've seen.
Yes,
please pray for me.
Thank you.
Because, it's a thing. So on Facebook, I posted that, and this is less than 48 hours ago, and I think that we have some kind of a graphic about the Facebook post.
Yeah, the views, the one that shows the over a million views. Yep.
Okay, so we've had over a million views of this thing on Facebook, mm-hmm. which is nuts because people are sharing it and going, look at this. Can you believe this? Mm-hmm. I want to just say I've really learned something out of this.
Yeah.
Mm. I'm just like, well, yeah. What
can be good for us?
We're shocked, mm-hmm. honestly. Mm-hmm. I'm shocked. And I still want to only highlight the redemptive side of this.
Correct.
But this darkness is in your backyard, wherever you're at.
Yeah.
It's there. I promise you. It's there in your backyard. It is in your town. You're like, no, it's not. Right here in Burleson, Texas.
Yep.
Right here. It's going on in Burleson, Texas. And I can sit here and talk to you about the massage parlors and the Asian slaves that have come here to Burleson, Texas, that our DA has busted. And that these are literal slaves. I mean, literal slaves. This is in your town, and this is going on. And the body of Jesus has to not be afraid of this trash. And friends, we have to confront it, and we are. Mm. And that's why your partnership matters. It's a really big deal. So what do you have to say about that Facebook and all that stuff?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's. I mean, you know, we kind of touched on it a little bit earlier. It's we could share. I mean, there's people ask me all the time, like, how do you like get up and hear these stories all the time? Like, how do you, cause it's so heavy. The stories that we hear, you know, the kids that we meet face to face, what they've been through is stuff I couldn't even imagine. But we're about the redemption. Like, correct, we are here because we, you know, the second we get involved, the second these kids get rescued, we know their story changes. We, and so we choose to focus on the hope. And so that's why we share, we like to share the pictures of the kids, you know, smiling, mm-hmm, just showing like, hey, okay, this child was rescued.
Yeah. I hate the fly in the eye picture.
Yeah, mm-hmm, I know. See,
I hate it. Mm-hmm. I don't like it.
It feels like clickbait. It feels like we're trying to sensationalize. And we are not. We share the stories, like you said, Pastor, so people can see this is a real mm-hmm kid. And this is, for me, the first time growing up in like a believer's home around so many different ministries. And I've, like, you know, heard of many ministries that do, that work with kids across the globe. But this is the first time where you are actively, I am actively seeing and hearing, okay, I hear that we rescue a kid and I see the picture of the kid. And guys, they're real photos. Like, mm-hmm, yes, we cover their faces. We don't want to show their identities because of many reasons that we already talked about. But these are real kids and it's happening every single day across the globe. And so it's so incredible to be a part of it. And so the fact that, like, these are the pictures that went viral, to me, I'm just happy that more people are seeing it and that we're getting all these first time people watching.
It's real.
And man, yeah, it's
we
real.
We had over 2,500 new followers, mm-hmm, yesterday.
From that. Mm-hmm. Yep.
From just this on one Facebook. From this one post. Mm-hmm. And just on Facebook. Yep. Just on Facebook.
One of the things is probably on us that we assume.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that people knew these were the conditions.
Yeah, this is what we're doing.
You're right.
And this is very G-rated.
Yeah.
Correct. Totally.
This is so.
But it was on us assuming that they knew the conditions, or they knew what we are facing every day, seeing and witnessing. And now you get to be part of it. And you were so, they were like, wow. So, and also we did surprise because we said like, wow, what?
Yeah, right? We're like, what?
Yeah. What was this?
What is
it's
the deal?
Like, we assumed they knew and people didn't know.
Yeah. We give these clowns so little thought once they're busted.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're focused on the kids.
Yeah.
Correct.
And
the redemption.
We've learned a lot out of this because it's important. I want to ask my team, if you would, all of you guys, Dylan and Ann and whoever else is working on this. Hey, would you please put in the comments across the social media feeds where the link is to this Facebook page? And if you guys would indeed, would y'all go and would you share that? Mm-hmm. And let's take this into 2 million, 3 million, 4 million until finally we have thousands of people who say, we want to help. Okay, help. Mm-hmm. We have $8 million worth of unfunded projects. Mm-hmm.
Including Dominican Republic.
Including the Dominican Republic.
Correct.
And we don't know how we're going to fund it yet. Mm-hmm. The only reason why we have 6,500 children under our care and not 65,000 children under our care is not because we can't rescue them and house them. It's because we don't have the tens of millions of dollars it would cost. Now, I want to tell you, our Somalians have come over here.
Oh, my gosh.
And they can produce millions and millions of invisible children and get that from the stinking Biden administration. Mm-hmm. And those clowns that actually funneled millions and millions of dollars that actually goes to the funding of our nation's enemies all over the world.
Yeah.
Wow.
And man, here we are having to beg and cry and say, please help us rescue our kids and raise them. And we shouldn't have to do that. You know that we've never received $1 from Washington, D.C. in 30 years? Not one.
Wow.
Not one. Oh, we care so much. We care so much. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, we've never got $1. Not $1. And we've had more help from the Mexican government than we have from the American government. And I'm believing all that is changing.
Yeah.
It's all changing right now.
It needs to change.
It does need to change. And I praise God for that. All right. On Twitter or X, we had over 211,000 views on X. Mm-hmm. And if you go ahead and put that up there, that'd be awesome.
I don't think we don't have a graphic for that.
It's highlighted here.
Yes. It's just because we added it in after during our meeting. Sorry.
Well, I'm not real sure what our pictures are. So I'm not gonna
Today's a different day.
Today's a different day. So I don't know. But anyway, social posts, reactions to trafficking bus. I'm going to answer some of these whenever we go behind the veil. Okay.
Right. Yeah.
So let me find these things. Let me show y'all. And like, would somebody tell everybody what behind the veil is and how you see that?
Yeah. So behind the veil, if you have not yet become a member, you go to odx.tv. And I want to encourage you to become a stage 3 partner. You get all Pastor Troy's, not only just sermons or videos or preachings or anything, but you have all access of everything that we do in-house and where Pastor Troy's at. I want to encourage you, if you're not a Stage 3 partner, I want to encourage you to do that today or a lifetime that you have full access for the rest of your life to all the content that we do here in-house and outside. I want to encourage you. It's like our own, like our own Netflix in a way, but it's better than Netflix because you're feeding your spirit. And you are being the hands and feet of Jesus, and we're able to rescue children. So we're going to go behind the veil. I'm not sure if we're missing anything else, Trey?
No, that was it. We've got a lot of questions and a lot of comments pulled a bunch of questions and comments from those posts. And we're going to read through some of them. We're going to continue to talk. And listen, guys, we have Suwanami here joining us in the studio. Normally, she is in the nations. Mm-hmm. So if you had ever any questions about how these things go down, what happens to the kids, what our homes are like, Pastor Suwanami is the one here that can really speak to that because she's the one oftentimes that is there. She is our kind of front lines. And so get your questions ready and come with us behind the veil as we continue to talk about the rescue, the biggest rescue week we have ever had here at the ministry.
I want to go up just a little bit. Go back just a little bit, if you could, brother. I'm not sure what Rosemarie Sampson is. That what you just passed it?
Rosie.
I'm not sure what she. Yeah, how is this? Some recovered should go towards you. I'm not real sure. What do you think she means by that?
Some recovered.
I don't know.
I bet when we were talking about the funding, the Somali funding. Mm-hmm. That's some of the money that's recovered should go to.
Right on, sister. It should.
We're agreeing with you.
I was just now. I'm like, I know there's a good question in that somewhere. I'm just not hearing what it is. Mm-hmm. I agree, my sister. And so here's the deal. I've been working with Ken Paxton. Okay. Mm-hmm. He was here at Open Door Church here a few weeks ago. I just went up and talked with a big group in Washington, D.C. And we were talking about this, and there is a real effort in Washington, D.C. right now to take all this money that has been being funded to these Muslim ripoff artists and actually funding that towards American Christian ministries that are actually doing something. And so you guys pray, man, that that goes through because there's a lot of people in D.C. that are actually hoping and praying and working very, very, very hard towards that. So whenever we go behind the veil, we're going to be answering some of these questions. So you can imagine, and how many things that we have? We had on Facebook, I don't know how many people commented and asked questions. On Instagram,
from that post.
Yeah, just from this one single post, there's a lot of people asking.
2.3K comments and 2.9K reposted this on Facebook.
Way to go. Hey, man, you guys, please repost that. And get people. Now, you need to know that when you repost this, there's going to be a lot of haters that are going to say ugly things. That's what they do. And like, why is that? Because they're perverts is why.
Because they're not doing anything either.
Yeah, and also, too, because they don't do anything. And they're really good at criticizing people that do something as if they know what they would do if they actually did something.
Yeah. Charge money for the but they don't.
But like, there's this chick named Virginia Ray, and we're going to be answering this question behind the veil. She says, how transparent are you about how the children are being raised? Do we have that? There you go.
Yeah, there it is.
About how the children are being raised. How do we know that you're not sexually assaulting them inside closed community? Do they have outside advocates? Do they go to public schools? Or are they totally isolated with nowhere to turn if you are abusing them or forcing them into unwanted lifestyles? What skills do they have to live independently whenever they turn 18? And do you pay for them to learn job skills at a community college? Okay, I'm going to be answering that, but I want to just say that. That's actually not that bad of a question.
No.
It's not.
But she's not a follower. She will know we've been answering all those questions.
Yeah, we've been answering this for 30 years. But... you know, she didn't see us until this thing went viral.
Yeah.
And I mean,
and it's my first. Yeah,
I mean, you got to not be offended at that. And I actually did a really good deal.
You did a really good
riding her back and going, I decided not to be mad at this. And if somebody asked me, how do we know that you're not molesting kids? Mm. Well, how would you answer that, first of all? Mm-hmm. How would you answer that? I'm going to just ask everybody that's watching. How am I positive that you're not molesting children? How am I positive that you are not watching child pornography? How am I positive that you're not molesting your brothers, your nephews and nieces? Mm-hmm. Well, how do you answer that? Well, because I'm not. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
In our case, and I think it's just, I like, number one, she probably doesn't trust Christians. Mm-hmm. Okay. Because all of her atheist friends are doing so much to rescue kids. Where? Show me one.
Yes. Someone said, go on a trip with Pastor Troy. You want to see? Yeah. Go on a trip. That's right, too.
Of course. We are accountable to the ones that we need to be accountable to.
Yeah.
God,
I won't answer. I promise I will remain quiet to those questions.
Yeah.
With that said, you got to get past the offense of people going, what about you? How are we sure that you're not sexing up these children or you have sexual environments with all the women you work with, or you put them in a place where they'll never be able to cry for help? That's exactly what it is we rescue them from. That's why we want to raise them, because in the institutions they go into, that's exactly what it is.
That's why
we spend millions and millions of dollars a year while we have mortgaged our own homes to see to it that they're in a different place.
And I just want to say on that note, Pastor, you know, you said we're celebrating this big bust in Dominican, but that's all also followed up with you saying to us, hey, and we're going to find out where they want to put these kids and what they're going to do, because we don't want to leave it up to the government.
And I don't have any homes in the Dominican.
No.
I don't have any.
So we're thinking about that already.
So we're already scheduling trips. We're ready doing what needs to. But people that knows the work, people that is involved, people that really know the work that we're doing, they trust us and they will not ask that. But
we'll
it's people
detail.
That needs that.
We'll go into detail behind the veil on how to answer that. Right on. Ooh. We have Christine D says, this is great. But why post AI photos? It makes me have doubts.
Oh my gosh, they aren't AI.
For money,
that's one of them has an answer.
Yeah. Okay. But let's go behind the veil.
I gotta say this to you, Christine. Those pictures we just posted are not AI.
Wow.
What those are not AI photos.
Subscribe.
Yeah. Follow us and be a part of this journey with us. Right on. Those are not AI photos.
No.
There's not a single one of them. They were taken with a phone.
Yeah.
Yes. I promise.
Yeah.
Okay. Somebody named by the name of Your Appraisal Lady.
Okay.
Says, how can we be Father's help? We want to help find and rescue the missing children. We'll answer that. Jimmy D says, okay, this is absolutely wonderful, but who is taking these kids and who is getting arrested? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good stuff. That's a good question. I'm going to answer that behind the veil.
Yep.
Somebody named April says, could you be so kind as to either post a link or info as to how we can be more aware and what signs to look for in our local areas and neighborhoods?
That's a good question, actually. Golly, that's a really good question.
Great question. Dylan D says, I think that's great. My only sincere question is, how can we prove that this is legit? Wow. It's easy to stage photos, to pull at heartstrings and ask for money. Is there any way we can truly verify this? I don't ask to undermine your work, but just to make sure that it's legit. Because if it is legit, it's worth supporting. Okay, well, praise God for Dylan.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't want to be a part of anything fake.
Correct.
And I don't want to be a part of anything corrupt.
We're the first one asking those questions.
Like,
what we can say is, and again, I didn't start this ministry. I've been here for 2 years. And I have hopped onto this train, but they've been doing it for over 30 years, okay? Over 30 years, over 12,000 kids. Now governments are partnering with this.
Absolutely.
You know, a big thing you were talking about, our operators, just a few minutes ago. And just like we vet the organizations we're going to work with, those operators, these special ops guys are vetting you.
Exactly.
They vet Pastor Troy. So I love hearing that. And I want to
throw this out there. I'll tell you this.
Yeah.
The Biden administration, the wicked and demon-possessed Democrat Biden administration, investigated me for 4 years. For 4 years. Like, well, why would they do that? Because I'm rescuing children. You can ask them why they don't want rescuers to rescue children. You can ask them. That's a question they need to answer, okay?
That's good.
And I'm just going to throw that upon them and say this. The Department of Justice, the DOJ and the Department of Homeland Security did a 4-year investigation on me trying to find one person that said that I'd done them wrong. And I promise you, they wanted to find it because they wanted to stop my work. And like, well, how do you know that? Because I'm good friends with the current Department of Homeland Security. Mm-hmm. I am very good friends with the current Department of Justice. Mm-hmm. The guys that are in the current administration are awesome, and they work with us. And I'm talking about work very, very, very closely with us. And they've told me about the file. And one lady that we work with in Mexico City said, I was the person that investigated you here in Mexico City. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, so what'd you find? And she said, I found that I love you. And I love your ministry.
And I want to work with you.
And I want to work with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So those are legitimate questions, but we have legitimate answers. But I also want to say this too.
Yeah.
If you don't do this kind of ministry and you just want us to jump through a bunch of hoops to make you happy and you don't support this ministry, you can go pound sand. And like, you either jump in and find out for yourself, do your own investigation, and jump in and find out what investigations have been done to us, or contact us and partner with us and ask us questions, or keep your rhetoric and your narrative to yourself. And that the next one is this. Puddin' Tane says this, how come you don't do this in the USA? Is it because you don't want to catch your pals?
What? I did not see that one. Yeah.
I was going to delete that one, but I thought maybe you liked that.
No, I love that one.
I know, that one is pretty.
I love that one. Okay, I'll go into this big time behind the veil, but we do this in the United States of America.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And just because you're too stupid to walk and chew gum doesn't mean that I am. We do this in multiple nations throughout the world involving thousands of people, and that includes the United States of America. And if you were paying attention, you would see that we rescued two kids in Texas last week.
Yeah.
And so we're actually trying to find the funding, and we're this far away from being able to find it, of a new home in Branson, Missouri. And we just built a safe house, and we just have a new home in an undisclosed
location
in Central Texas. Because it's a safe house, I won't ever be able to take you there to that. Mm-hmm. But there's that. But with that said, that means we just rescued these kids. They're there right now. And we're working with, I'm talking about Texas Rangers. We're working with the Attorney General of the state of Texas. We are as vetted as you can possibly be. So no, I'm not trying to hide my pedophile friends. I don't have any pedophile friends. Mm-hmm. And I'm just going to say this as a man of God, and I'll go back behind the veil, and I'll say a lot more than this. I'm not going to say that unless I go behind
the veil. We'll just say Pastor Troy has no tolerance for pedophiles. And if ever, I can just say, as knowing you, if you ever sniffed out the tiniest ounce of that, take them in your office, close the door.
I know how to handle it. We know how to handle it.
Yeah, we do.
We know how to handle it.
We don't mess around with it.
It's all good.
Yeah, the version we have behind our own veil in our offices are way better than what you guys with us here.
Yeah. Okay. Guys, tomorrow Brian Gibson is going to be with me.
Yay.
And Pastor Brian Gibson, and he's a big-time troublemaker. Yeah. And he and I are going to be together. And then he's going to be preaching at Open Door Church tomorrow night.
Sunday night. He's preaching. Sunday.
That's what I meant to say. Yeah. Everything Sunday. I do is
but
planned.
He's joining us tomorrow, so to give everyone a little sneak peek.
Yep, he will be joining us tomorrow, so I encourage you guys to do it. All right, if you're watching on ODX.TV and you are second or third stage or a lifetime member, just stay right where you're at. And we're going to go to a quick break, and then I'm going to go exclusive to you. And we're going to talk about some things that we cannot talk about on all of our social media feeds. And you're going to love it. For all my friends that are watching all over the world, I sure do love y'all. Thank y'all so much, man, for praying for me, for rooting for me, for standing with me, for going out of your way to support this ministry, for loving kids that you may never know, for finding it a joy to be in this and not be depressed over it. No, there's no reason to be depressed. This filth has been going on since human beings began. And I just want to just tell you, we can fight it. We can be the light in the midst of darkness. And we can bring simple solutions to complicated issues because we're full of the Holy Ghost. Guys, I love you so much, and I call you blessed. And until next time I see you, I call you the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, and highly favored of the Lord. Bye-bye, everybody.
Human trafficking, the fastest growing international crime network that the world has ever seen. It's not just a global problem. It's our problem, and it's closer than you think. In just 4 years of open borders, our nation became a trafficking superhighway, resulting in over 350,000 kids just vanishing. It's time to say, not on our watch, not on our land, and not to our children. Our team of rescuers has spent the last 30 years rescuing and raising over 11,000 kids here in the U.S. and all over the world. We have over 51 safe homes and more than 4,000 children in our care right now. But we could have 10 times that. We just need your support. Please call now and join our team of rescuers. Call 877-413-0888 or go to troybrewer.com. Get in this fight today, because if we don't show up for these kids, nobody else is coming.